Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Arup Pandey reports the president gets down to business later today.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday and opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking militant forces in Syria. Airstrikes were Turkey's first against the Islamic State targets in Syria. Foreign Ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against the Islamic State militants. Earlier in the day on Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey has agreed to let American jets use the U.S. Incirlik Air Base for combat missions against IS. U.S. officials denying a report in the Wall Street Journal newspaper that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985 and was sentenced to life in prison. He's up for parole in November. This is VOA News.